In this video, I would like to share with you a sequence of four questions that are designed to help you to get your clients to take complete responsibility for what they don't want, what they do want, the part that they've played in gaining the current outcomes that they're experiencing in their life, but then also to determine the first step that they need to take towards moving away from what they don't want and moving towards what they do want. You with me? Sound simple? Good, let's have a look at this. To be honest with you, you don't have to remember this stuff, all right? My intention behind creating this whole section was to make it as easy for you just to simply print off the worksheets and use them as templates. Now, the funny thing about life coaching and all these techniques and models that I'm sharing with you is that it doesn't matter how much you practice them, you'll never get perfect, but you will make them your own, and over time you will get permanently better. All right, so this model that I'm sharing with you, you don't have to repeat and regurgitate word for word as I'm speaking it out or as I've written it. And incidentally, in the additional materials section, there is yet another resource for you. I know what you're thinking, my goodness, Kane, there's absolutely loads. What a kind guy you are. Well, thanks very much. I have created these resources so that you don't have to. All right, when I was setting up as a life coach, I've watched so many courses, I took so many programs, I ended up getting weighed down with so much information, I didn't know what to do with it. So this is why I am structuring this course in the way in which I'm structuring it. We've looked at the heavy stuff first to get the foundations out of the way. And this stuff here is kind of just about building the walls, getting the roof on. It's about getting your clients to actually take action and take full responsibility for themselves, which is kind of the very purpose of this four-question instant breakthrough model. Now, again, in the additional materials section, these four questions are literally on one worksheet, so you can print it off and use it on your clients right away. Or you might want to reword it and reframe the questions in a way that would just fit better with the approach that you take. All right. The first question that you want to be asking your client, and again, you're going to be using this model if your client is just stuck. They come at you, they just don't know what area of life they want to focus on first. You're using this model, this instant breakthrough model, just to get them to look at one area of life in which they have a problem that is both important and urgent. All right. So you're asking them to name specifically one area of life that they want to improve. Now, they might come up with a few different areas, but you're going to have to insist for them just to focus and name one area. Now, the one area of their life is going to be one of the seven main life areas, as defined in the life balance work, in the life balance workbook that you've already taken them through by now anyway, I'm sure. And once they've highlighted this one area, all that you're really going to do is just counsel them for a while and ask them to describe to you what this area of life is currently like for them. Now, this is going to give you the opportunity just to hear a little bit of their story without you getting fully involved and looking into about all the nitty gritties. It's just about trying to put yourself in their shoes to feel what the problem might be like for them. This is about you doing your best to empathically relate to the situation or the circumstance that they're currently in, all right? It's about you putting yourself in their shoes. So once they've defined this one area, the second question that you're going to be asking them is slightly more confrontational, because they are going to be talking about a problem or an outcome that they are currently experiencing that they don't want to be experiencing, right? So you're gonna secondly be asking them what part or what role they have played in bringing about this outcome into their life. Now, based upon their level of maturity, some clients are gonna, you know, really react against that. Well, it wasn't my fault, it's everyone else's fault apart from mine. And again, I'm gonna urge you, you've got to stay with this line of questioning. It's important that you get them to take responsibility for the part that they've played in bringing about this unwanted outcome into their life, because no one's a victim, all right? Bear in mind, the thing that kind of gets us in life is the actions and the behaviours and the attitudes that we take. But bear in mind, we're always responding to the thoughts that we think and the feelings that we have. So do you remember the inside-out revolution model? How our thoughts determine our actions, our thoughts determine our feelings determine our actions determine the outcomes that we get in life. Well, it's going to be these outcomes that pose the greatest problems for us. So all we're really looking at here is the one outcome that's in their life, the one area that they want to improve, which is going to be an outcome, but then we're looking for them to take responsibility for the part that they've played in the process. It doesn't matter how minute the part is that they take responsibility for, it's just important that they take responsibility for something, because this is part of the maturity building process. So the third question that you then want to be asking them once you've moved past two, which can sometimes be an interesting conversation, by the way, you'll find that out for yourself at some point, is then for them to get take responsibility for what it is that they do want. So we know what it is that they don't want, but now we want them to shift their focus onto what it is that they do want. So we're flipping their mindset from a negative motivation, moving away from what they don't want, onto a positive motivation whilst focusing in on what it is that they do want. All right, this within itself can be such a huge perspective shift for your clients. They can come to you with the biggest burden and the biggest weight on their shoulders as they're focusing on what they don't want in their life, but as they now focus on what they do want, the perspective has changed. They'll leave your office or your studio or whatever it is that you go on to build feeling like a 10 ton weight has literally been lifted off their shoulders. So now you know what it is that they do want. You can use the express planning model if you want, or just ask them this one simple question. What is the first step that you need to take today that's going to get you closer towards what it is that you want? And now what you've just helped them to do is shift their focus completely away from what they don't want and right on to what they do, whilst taking full responsibility for the part that they need to play in the progress that they want to make in life. If they want to move forward, they've got to play an active role in this whole process. So this is all about getting their full involvement and getting them to take responsibility for whatever it is that they need to take responsibility for. Now, what you can do once you've asked these four questions is you can follow on with the express planning model. What's the second step? What's the third step? What's the fourth step? But in the context of some coaching relationship, some clients aren't going to need any more than a starting point. So without them feeling like you're patronizing them in any way, I mean, you want to be careful for that, because that can damage trust. Some clients will just need the first step and they'll be off like a shot. Other clients might need you to help coach the second and the third and the fourth step out of them. But by now, you've got everything you need to be able to start doing that anyway. So this is a really cool model. It's great for getting very, very quick and perspective shifts, all right? Someone can come to you with the biggest problem, crushed with their emotions, and you can even use this as an icebreaker if you want in the context of any coaching session or any conversation. One area of life that you want to make an improvement in today, what part have you played in bringing about this outcome, even if really small? So tell me now, what is it that you actually want? You know, getting them to flip their focus away from what they don't want and towards what they do. And then finally, what is the first step that you need to take today to get closer towards what it is that you fundamentally want? Life coaching, as I've mentioned, doesn't have to be complicated. And if you follow these templates that I'm sharing with you, I know that you're going to be able to get exactly the same results in other people's lives as what I've got with the people that I've worked with in the past. And just to be clear, we're not being prideful here. It's not us actually getting the results. in other people's lives. It's us just being the facilitators that are helping them to go out and get the results that they want for themselves, because this is a very empowering place to be. So remember and download this framework of questions from the additional materials section, and I'll look forward to seeing you again in the next video.